It's always a bit risky and arousing of suspicion to cut little snippets out. What could it be in verses 6 and 7 that they don't want us to hear about? We never had that in the traditional lectionary. Snippeting came with the three-year lectionary from Rome, and also the trebling of the lections from James. And if there is any book that it is hazardous to play snippets with, it's James. That is a long, long story, and you can be grateful that the next lecture begins at 10:15 this morning. Here this morning we have heard only the whole of chapter 2. It is the last verse which sums it up. If you are running with something that won't go into the summary, then clearly you have got that something wrong. So also the other way round. For as the body, apart from the spirit, is dead, so faith without works is dead. We are given a way of recognizing what is dead. If there is no breathing going on, the body is dead. If there are no works going on, faith is dead. Works are to faith as breathing is to body. That's it. One may go on to clarify. By contrast with the ways of getting it wrong. Most of these we are defensed against with the recognition that James is written very Hebrew-mindedly. We have seen that with spirit, what goes in and out of your lungs, and evidences that you are then not dead. Such physicality of spirit is matched by physicality of body, which is matched by such physicality of faith. What's any faith talk that is not located in some bod? Is that body breathing or not breathing? There can be no breathing where there are no lungs. But there may be lungs where there is no breathing. Dead lungs. Now here is a way of talking about faith that we are not very good at. We're much better doing it more spiritually. More inwardly, more invisibly, more abstractly. We can handle that. Indeed, we're very good at it. What wonderful things we can say about faith. Faith in the heart that gives us an invisible church. And that leaves us then to be deciding about the visible one. And here is the latest program to make it work. That line of thought is most un-Hebrew-minded. We can learn from Augustine, external, internal, lower, higher levels, the more upward, the more spiritual, the less physical, the nearer to God. When Lutherans slip from being Lutherans, they slip back into what they were just before, that is, Augustinians. Sanctification in the way of the law. Don't miss Chadwick. There are always two ways of going wrong, each way of going wrong and its opposite. To do no more than to contradict what is wrong is to make the same error in reverse. Thus, it's all works and faith have nothing to do with it is contradicted by it's all faith and works have nothing to do with it. Neither James nor Paul says either of these. Nor do they do fractions to a compromise. Well, part faith, part works. No. It's all Jesus. The source for what is said in James 2 is in verse 1. So you hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Glory. It is from him that it all flows as gift. Para tu didontos theou pasin haplos. The giving God just loves dishing out the good things haplos. No bottom line. With such a God, before such a God, cutting out snippets, the refusal of any gift won't do. Oh, I'll take this. This will be enough, but not that. Thanks, no thanks. Faith, okay, but I'll leave the works, at least for today, perhaps tomorrow. We go wrong when we play one thing off against another, because we can only do that in forgetfulness of the fact that both are gifts to us. And as gifts, they run in the way of the gospel, and that does not come in the way of snippets, of fractions, or of levels. You got faith? How come? The Lord forgave me all my sins. I am baptized. You got works? How come? The Lord gave them with his enlivening gifts. So if someone says, I have works, look at what I have done, God can't not be very pleased with me. Such a one you will deliver into the hands of Paul. If someone says, I have faith, I can say the small catechism forwards and the books of the Bible backwards. Such a one you will deliver into the hands of James. You will need to tell them also that James does not use faith in the Pauline way. But before any of that, there is the repentance, which James calls for to us proud Lutherans, who can go on and on about faith while knifing one another, or who do big praying, talking mostly about ourselves. The law fluid, the meanwhile gathering in our lungs. They are most surely dead who are unaware that they are dead, not breathing anymore. You only notice your breathing when there's something wrong with it. Kyrie eleison. Amen.